The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The White House and Senate leaders have agreed on unprecedented emergency legislation to rush sweeping aid to businesses, to workers, to healthcare systems that are slammed by the coronavirus. It would be the largest economic rescue measure in history. Roughly $2 trillion stimulus expected to be enacted within days. What do you want to know about it? Will it help you? Is it best for the country and Wisconsin right now? Or is it a misstep? We're at 800-642-1234. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is here. Senator Johnson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Morning, Kate.
How do you feel about this deal that was announced this morning of this sweeping economic rescue package?
Well, I'm glad that we finally reached a deal. This is going to be far from perfect. There are elements that are absolutely needed, should have been passed sooner. We certainly need to help displaced workers. One of the reasons I voted against the first package is I knew that people were going to be unemployed, and there was no provision for really plussing up the state unemployment funds to take care of those individuals. Now that will occur with this measure. There will be needed relief for smaller businesses that can tap into forgivable loans to the extent that they're being used to keep people employed. There will be a very large stabilization fund, economic stabilization fund for larger corporations and the financial markets. We need to keep liquidity into the system, give a fair amount of authority to the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve, because they'll need the flexibility to really address this. One thing that I think is missing is some measure of loan forbearance. I think that's we'll see what the full package is. Possibly the Economic Stabilization Fund will give the Fed the authority to do this. But it's one of the things I was trying to push internally is let's just take a 60 or 90 day holiday in terms of people making payments on their loans. This is an economic crisis that's nobody's fault. This isn't because somebody did something wrong. This is because we have a virus. So the goal right now is to just literally flood the markets with dollars so that businesses can survive. So when this all passes, they can succeed again. And those that are closed right now can open back up. So,
well, you mentioned
it's an unprecedented event and requires unprecedented measures.
You mentioned the central bank, and a big chunk of this money, billions of dollars, is going to the central bank. And economists say it'll be buying the corporate debt and stabilizing the financial markets. Is it too much borrowing at the moment in order to stabilize the economy?
No, because the economy needs to be stabilized. We can't let these markets fail, or we could put ourselves into long-term recession, depression. So this is a stabilization move. The good news about the way this is structured, these will be basically bridge loans to businesses that were viable before this began, and hopefully will be viable on the back end, and they'll be able to pay them back. Now, there's an awful lot of criticism against TARP back after 9/11.
The Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Right. It had to be done. Now, it's not the way I would have done it. I would have removed mark to market, and there are other things you could have done. Same way here. I would have structured this thing differently. I don't think I would have had as large a package at this point in time, but that's the nature of the beast when you have to compromise with both parties. But we have to do something large because we have to stabilize our economy. And literally, this is a government forced economic shutdown here, and so we need to provide the liquidity for our free market system here.
Talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican representing Wisconsin, with your questions on COVID-19 and the economic stimulus, 800-642-1234. Senator, you've said we need to put the situation in perspective, and you had cautioned against shutting down businesses. Was it appropriate for Governor Evers to issue a stay-at-home order this week?
Well, when you really read through that order, It's far less onerous than I think people initially assume. So I'm supportive of what Governor Evers is doing. And I spoke with him yesterday, and he acknowledged that he really does view most Wisconsin businesses are essential. So what we need to do is really focus on the non-essential businesses. where people gather, where there's a real risk of spreading the coronavirus. Other businesses have to remain open. We obviously need hospitals to remain open. That means all the businesses that supply and service hospitals have to stay open. Grocery stores have to stay open. So all the servicing businesses, food producers, also have to remain open. The economy is incredibly interrelated. The good news is most of these businesses can remain open. I come from manufacturing. You know, the folks that were working on my shop floor, they're 50 to 100 feet apart. You can maintain the social distances. You can help mitigate the spread of this and still keep a large part of our economy open.
Let's go to Mark now in Romance. Hi, Mark.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Senator. I've been very troubled and concerned by these calls from the White House to end the social distancing and the shutdowns. He's talking about crowded churches on Easter, April 12th. I would like to know what scientific basis, research, background there is for ending these shutdowns early. It makes no sense. There's plenty of science to explain why we need to do it. What is your and the White House scientific evidence for not doing these shutdowns?
Well, first of all, I think you're overstating the case. I'm not aware that there's an effort of just, you know, willy-nilly opening everything back up. Based on where we are in the spread at that point in time, decisions would be made about what businesses might potentially reopen versus those that should remain closed. So I'm completely supportive of keeping businesses shut down where people congregate and there's a real risk of spreading. And then, of course, providing the government support, because, again, this is forced shutdowns for those businesses to be able to stay viable and to provide those workers with financial support during this time period. So, again, I think everybody's going to be looking at the science, but there's so much that we don't know about this. You know, right now, we don't have the capability of testing, and that's been a real problem. But also, there's some real roadblocks of getting the supplies and within our system providing those tests. But we're starting to test a lot of people. But for example, there are estimates that maybe we are understating the number of cases by 10 to 11 fold. If you use those numbers and apply it to the current mortality rate, that would put the mortality rate of COVID-19 not that much higher than just normal seasonal flu, where 2 years ago we lost 61,000 people to flu-related illnesses. So I think it's important to put things in perspective, not social cancel, not engage in social shaming, but let's take a look at all the information and let's consider the cost of what policy actions are in a very thoughtful manner. This is no time for political attack.
Senator, the average age of your colleagues in the Senate is about 62 years old. Your colleague, Senator Rand Paul, tested positive. It's spread. Are you concerned about you and your colleagues and their safety? Can you still work in Congress?
First of all, I'm concerned about every American. Sure. But at the same time, we do need to provide this financial package. I would have, quite honestly, changed the rules where we could have called in our votes on a temporary basis. That is not the decision leadership made. But the good news is Washington, D.C., maybe not good news, but Washington, D.C. is pretty much a ghost town. All of my staff is working from home. They're working, but they're using technology. We don't linger in the Senate when we take a vote. We walk in, we give a thumbs up, thumbs down, and then put some Purell on our hands. So, you know, people are taking this very seriously, as they should, practicing those basic social distancing strategies and personal hygiene. And hopefully nobody gets seriously ill here. But again, things do have to carry on. We can't completely shut down society because people have to eat. We need medical, you know, again, we have to have a functioning economy, but we can do it. And I think we can do it smartly.
Senator Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Have a great day.
You too. Ron Johnson is a Republican representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. Just ahead, the editor of the NPR podcast, The Indicator, from Planet Money, Patty Hirsch, joins us to explain the pandemic and its effect on banks, the markets, unemployment, your situation. You can join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.